Lakeshore Public Media is a proud sponsor of the City of Hammond's 2017 Festival of the Lakes. You're listening to Midwest Beat here on the Lakeshore. I'm Tom Lounges, and tonight's program is all about a big celebration coming to Hammond, Indiana. It's an annual event. You know it, you love it. We'll have the man behind it joining us in just a few minutes. But first, a song from the band is going to kick it all off. And indeed, it is a celebration. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Midwest Beat here on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Tom Lounges, and tonight we are celebrating, as that song indicated, Cool in the Gang celebration, as the city of Hammond and the region as a whole prepare to celebrate summer with the 14th annual Festival of the Lakes at Wolf Lake Park. Lots of talent on the pavilion, but so much more than just the music. And here to talk with us about it is Mayor Thomas McDermott Jr., who is the man behind the scenes that makes it all happen. Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for inviting me.
Let's talk about the non-music side of the festival. The
right.
Special events for kids and seniors and special needs, the race and fishing and golf. A lot of people don't even realize there's so many aspects to the fest. The music kind of overshadows that. So let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, on Friday, the other events really start. On Friday, we have the the Festival of the Lakes Golf Outing at the Las Mares Golf Course right off of George Lake. Then on Saturday, we have a 5K that kicks off at 8 a.m. along with the Fishing Derby that kicks off in Wolf Lake. At the same time, we have Special Persons Day on Saturday as well. And on Sunday, we have the Polka Fest. I call it Polka Mania. And we also have the Hot Rod and Custom Car Show that takes place on the fairgrounds as well. So there's always something happening at the Festival of the Lakes besides the music and the carnival and everything that goes on the fairgrounds.
I'd almost forgotten about the Polka Fest. Now, that takes place at the marina, correct?
Yes, sir. It's great. It's usually, seriously, 300 or 400 people there. Wally Kasparicki from the Cavalier, and there's an annual tradition for them to be out there and, you know, cooking food and playing great music, so...
Let's talk a little bit about the car show. Now, that has been there since the first festival, correct?
Yeah, from the very beginning. That's run by my street commissioner, Gary Gleason, who's a hot rod aficionado. And we always have a few hundred, you know, custom cars, motorcycles. Really, that's a really cool event. There's prizes given away. And
now, classic car shows have declined in so many years, yet yours continues to be growing, it seems.
Yeah, Gary, I'm lucky because Gary Gleason's... like I said, he is an aficionado, and he knows a lot of people in the industry, and he always gets a really good turnout. Gary, we literally just give him the keys, and he just runs it. That's one of the nice things we don't even have to think about. You know, Gary just runs the event for us.
You're listening to Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges. My guest is Mayor Thomas McDermott Jr. We're talking about Festival of the Lakes, the 14th annual fest. Kicks off on the 19th with Kool and the Gang as the headliner, and carries on for 5 days. 5 days of great music, food, rides, and so many special events. And Mayor, how many people are actually involved in the making of this festival? It's such an enormous undertaking. Clearly, you're the point man on the project, but there's got to be a lot of people involved.
The one that does the least. there's probably, right now, 20 or 30 people working hard to get ready, you know, between the police department with security, the people at the parking, the controller's office with the finances and the money handling and procedures. You know, obviously, we want to make sure that the money's safe and the people that are collecting money are safe. Mm-hmm. You know, the marketing of it, you know, which is what I do. Donna, this is her full-time job, basically. It takes her about 6 months to get ready for that five-day festival. So, mm-hmm.
And speaking of security and police, obviously with today's environment, what kind of extra precautions have you taken? This is a huge event.
Yeah, we were ahead of the curve in this regard. We started wanding everybody that went into the shows about 5 years ago. And then we extended that wanding area out to the fairgrounds themselves, so you can't even get into the park without, you know, going through security. We have Hammond police officers manning two different gates, and everybody that enters the fairgrounds is going to be basically walk through a metal detector, patted down, and wanded before they get in there. You know, obviously safety is our number one priority. We want to make sure that everybody has a safe, great time.
Mayor, let's talk about the affordability of this event. You book some really big names, and those names come with really big price tags. How do you keep it free and keep it going all these years? What's the dynamics of the economics behind the Festival of the Lakes?
Well, you know, I mean, we get a lot of money from sponsors, thankfully. You know, Horseshoe Casinos of the world, Purdue Northwest, Cargill's, you know, we have a lot of really big sponsors that always step up for us every year. And, you know, in addition to that, you know, we pay $25 to park, you know, so that helps make up for it. And then once you come in, we make money off of, you know, our alcohol. And so I always have to keep that in mind when we bring in a band. I need a band that's going to, you know, incentivize people to go out there and have a good time and spend some money in the fairgrounds. And we usually get pretty close to breaking even every year. In fact, last year, we have an insurance policy on our band, so if it rains, we get paid the full price for the band. And last year, it rained on two of our nights, so we actually made money last year. But it doesn't happen very often. My goal every year is to break even.
Other than availability, what factors are there in deciding what acts you book each year? You always have a diverse selection of styles and genres.
Well, you know, I know a lot about music myself, and I'm pretty heavy on most areas of music outside of country, and I'm not very good with Latin music. I don't know the acts either, so I rely on other people to give me expertise in that area. But we always, whenever we book, we always try to hit each demographic group in the city of Hammond. So obviously we have a big Hispanic population, and we've always done Latin night on Sunday, and we have been very good about getting top quality Latin acts, like Intocable this year. They're top notch. Literally, they're relevant right now south of the border. So we're real lucky to have them.
Well, let's do one from them right now. This is Entecable and Kereme. They'll be headlining on Sunday, July 23rd. I'll be back with Mayor Tom McDermott Jr. after this. Déjame mirarte a los ojos y decirte que tú eres mi vida y que te amo locamente. Y aunque llegaste a mi vida de repente, me vuelves loco y te voy a amar por siempre. Déjame llevarte por el mundo de la mano, que todos se enteren que soy tuyo y que te amo. Quiero descubrir cada mañana en tu mirada que como yo estás completo.
Necesito, dime que sí, no solo sonrías. Quiero ser tu dueño y darte toda mi vida. Todo está en que tú me quieras, en que te decidas.
That's Entecable. They're the headliner on Sunday for Latin Night and Kereme. Mayor Thomas McDermott Jr. is my guest here on Midwest Beat this evening as we spotlight Festival of the Lakes, now in its 14th year. We were talking about the Latin Night. Tell me about some of the other music nights.
We always try to do a Motown type of act. We usually do it on Wednesday, and this year we got Cool in the Gang, which is, you know, a classic, you know, Motown type of, you know, great music, you know, party music. We're going to do disco night on that night this year. And then I usually try to get either a rap or, you know, popular R&B type of group, and we got Flo Rida to cover that this year. And Flo Rida is outstanding, high energy show. He's going to pack the house. That's Saturday night this year.
Well, you know, Mr. Mayor, I'm not really up on Flo Rida that much, but I do like Right Round, one that perhaps we'll be hearing when he headlines at Festival of the Lakes on Saturday night, July 22nd.
Right round when you go down, down. like a hop in that window. I got places to go. People to see, time is precious. I look at my Cartier out of control. Just like my mind where I'm going. The women, the shorties know nothing but clothes. No stopping at my Pirelli's on. I'm like my Gucci, that's always on. I know the storm is coming. My pockets keep telling me it's gonna shower. Call up my homies, it's on. And popping the knock cause it's meant to be ours. We keep a fadeaway shot cause we ballin'. It's popping up Patron every hour. Look, mama, I owe you just like the flowers. Girl, you the truth with all that goody power.
You spin my head right round, right round. When you go down, when you go down, down.
You spin my head right round, when you go down, when you go down.
From the top of the pool, I watch her go down. She got me throwing my money around. Ain't nothing more beautiful to be found. It's going down, down. From the top of the pool, I watch her go down. She got me throwing my money around. Ain't nothing more beautiful to be found. It's going down, down.
Shawty must know I'm the man. My money lover like the number one fan. Don't open my mouth, let her talk to my fans. My Benjamin Franklin's. A couple of grands, I got rubber bands. My paper planes making a dance. Get dirty, I'm like, that's part of my. We building castles that's made out of. She's amazing, I'm fire blazing. Hotter than Cajun, girl, won't you move a little closer. Time to get paid, it's maximum wage. That body belong on a poster. I'm in the days, that bottom is waving at me like, damn it, I know you. You run the show like a gun out of holster. Tell me whatever and I'll be your chauffeur.
And Right Around, one we may be hearing on Saturday, July 22nd, when Flo Rida headlines Festival of the Lakes. With me this evening is Mayor Thomas McDermott Jr., the man behind the festival. Well, tell us a little bit about the rock side. Usually you guys do a lot of classic rock. This year it's more alternative, and that's kind of in your wheelhouse, I understand.
Yeah, we got Limp Bizkit and Bush. I'm a huge fan of both. Bush, I've listened to Bush since I was a young man.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Bush song?
Oh, I like a lot of them. I like The Chemicals Between Us. That's my favorite Bush song, though. And it's not even really a super popular song. But for me, that's just, I don't know, I just really like that song a lot. But all right. I went to see Bush 2 months ago in Chicago in anticipation for this show. And, you know, Gavin sounds great, and it's going to be a great show.
Well, let's play some Bush now. We'll be back on the other side with Mayor Tom once again.
I want you to remember a love so full it could send us always. And I want you to surrender all my feelings and those today. And I want you to remember the power of children can amaze. I'll try not to complain. I know that's a pisser, baby. Between us, the wall.
Bush. You're hearing him on the Midwest Beat program today. You'll hear him live Thursday, July 20th, as they headline the 14th annual Festival of the Lakes, the second day. Local favorites, the Craw Puppies, opening up for them. Merritt, you were saying that they're a big favorite of yours. Other than Bush, who's the next band that you're really looking forward to seeing this year?
Well, I like Flo Rida. I do. I listen to a lot of rap, and although Flo Rida's not really rap, he can't really. He's really. I've heard he's excellent in concert. Actually, my wife Marissa's seen him in concert, and she's super excited about it. But one band I didn't know a lot about is the one that's playing Friday night is Limp Bizkit. I started listening to them over the last few months, and I'm very excited about that show. And we had some real big personalities coming to the fest this year between Gavin Rossdale and Fred Durst. But I think that Friday night's going to be high energy. I have a feeling it's going to be big crowds. There's only two concerts for Limp Bizkit this year in North America, and one of them is in Hammond, Indiana. So I have a feeling we're going to get people from all over the Chicagoland area. And by VIP ticket sales or any indication, it's going to be a big act. So,
how'd you wind up getting one of the two concerts?
We got lucky. We really did. Usually we book Friday and Saturday first, and this year our Friday was open for a long time, and they were routed. You know, and they were expensive, though, and we stepped up, though, because we needed to have a big Friday night to match our big Saturday night. And, of course, Bush playing on Thursday. It's just, this year is a dream lineup for us. It's the best lineup we've ever had, and I say that every year, but this year it's hard to top any of our nights, so I'm really excited.
Well, let's play some Limp Bizkit as we go back to the 1990s and the song that really put them on the map. And don't worry, this is the clean version of Nookie. Nookie, the clean version, of course, here on NPR Radio. I'm Tom Lounge. As you're listening to Midwest Beat, my guest is Mayor Thomas McDermott Jr. We are talking about the 14th annual Festival of the Lakes. Limp Bizkit is one of the headline acts on this year's festival. They'll be performing Friday, July 21st, and Flo Rida is going to be there on Saturday. On Sunday, it is Latin Night, and that is a tradition in Hammond. Intocable is the headliner for Latin Night. Unlike most of the other nights where there's just one or maybe two support acts, on Latin Night you've got five acts opening up for the headliner, which we just heard, Intocable. That's a lot of music for the day.
Latin Night, the Sunday of the fest, is always Latin Night, and it's always one of my favorite nights because it's a real family-friendly night. It's really a family affair. You see a lot of kids, a lot of dancing, a lot of happiness. Usually the biggest problem I have on Sunday night is we want to shut the beer garden down usually about midnight and the party's still going. That's usually the biggest problem we have is, you know, Latin night, you know, the party doesn't stop until we actually stop the music. So I'm really looking forward to, and one of the nice things about Latin night is usually the band, like Intocable, they bring their own performers. They bring their own opening acts and they put the whole show together. And we've really established our reputation with Latin Night. We get top quality acts each year, and they're relatively cheap too, which is nice. So I anticipate that being one of our biggest nights, as usual.
The city of Hammond seems to be a destination point in the summer for a lot of artists and management now. It seems you've really built a good reputation within the industry, which is one of the reasons I think you get so many great acts.
I agree with you, Tom. It took a long time, too. I remember the first real big name we got was the Black Crowes. When we got them to play, I'm trying to think, it was probably 2006, 2007. Mm-hmm. And then it seemed like the next year we took a step up, and then the year after that we took a step up. And I remember we got Sublime. That was a big deal for me because I love Sublime. And the fact that they played in Hammond, I felt, wow, we're really getting places. And it seems like each year we're stepping up. Last year we had Ludacris, which was an amazing night. We had George Thorogood last year, which is amazing. You know, this year, obviously, with Bush, which is incredible, and, you know, Flo Rida and Intocable, and, you know, it's just each year we get bigger and bigger. And, you know, I'd really like to see, like, a ZZ Top play the fest. I think they'd be the perfect festival band. So they've always been high on my list.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking of your list. I remember last year you told me George Thorogood had been on your wish list for a while, and you finally got him. Other than ZZ, who's on that list now?
Well, ZZ Top, I try to get him every year, and it seems like it never works out. Another act I've been trying to get is Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Dogg never seems to work out either, and I'm going to get him one day. And we always flirt, too. Mm-hmm. You know, he knows I've been trying to get him for a while now, but we always flirt, and then it seems like something falls apart. He doesn't take too many shows nowadays, though.
Limp Bizkit and Bush, very 90s bands. There's no classic rock. Last year you had George Thorogood, you've had Boston, Cheap Trick, Black Crowes, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. This year it's more 90s. Do you see the changing demographic? Is the 90s the new classic?
It's more who we could get and the biggest bang for our buck. I mean, you know, when we had a chance to get Boston, we went all in and we did everything we could to get him. You know, George Thorogood the same way. It's a lot of it's luck. And keep in mind that we're so close to Chicago that we're competing with Chicago, and that's hard, you know. You know, like Sheryl Crow is playing up at the Ravinia. I mean, she'd be outstanding at the festival, but we're competing with the Ravinia. Steely Dan plays the Ravinia, and if they play Ravinia, they could play the fest, you know.
Right.
If they're playing the United Center or Northerly Island, we can't get them. If they're playing the World, we can't get them. But if they're playing casinos or they're playing the Ravinia, we could get them. But we're also competing with them. And if you notice, a lot of what's going on at Four Winds, they're getting a lot of the acts that we already had. So I think Four Winds sort of follows our suit, saying, hey, if Hammond got them, we could get them out here. And a lot of our acts that have already played the festival have gone out to Four Winds to play out at the new venue out there. But we are being so close to Chicago, we're in competition with Chicago, and it's hard, like, you know, to get a band to pass up Chicago and come to Hammond, unfortunately. I love Hammond, but not everybody realizes how great Hammond is like we do. So.
Right, right. And, of course, you got fireworks as well on Saturday. Yeah. That's always a big event, too. It seems like the fireworks show gets bigger and better every year.
Yeah, we after the Friday and Saturday show, we always, and it's always a nice, because, you know, Friday and Saturday is always a huge show, and then everybody's usually really jazzed right at the end of the show, and then as soon as it's over, right from Boy Scout Island, right behind the pavilion, we start launching, you know, a usually pretty impressive firework display. So it's always a nice end to the night. And all the shows usually wrap up by 11, 11:15. You know, Friday and Saturday may go a little bit later, but and then afterwards we always have parties in the beer garden too, and the beer garden stays open until midnight, and it's run by the people that run Myers Castle, and they do a great job out there.
Well, Mayor, I don't think anyone would dispute your claim that the Festival of the Lakes is indeed a swing in time. And that said, let's play one from the opening act on the main stage, Cool and the Gang in Hollywood Swinging. And on Wednesday the 19th, well, you better believe it'll be Hammond that's swinging. More with the Mayor on the other side. Hollywood Swinging, Cool and the Gang, a group that's going to open up the 14th annual Festival of the Lakes on Wednesday, July 19th. And my guest today here on Midwest Beat on Lakeshore Public Radio is Mayor Thomas McDermott Jr. I'm Tom Lounges. And Mayor, let's talk a little bit about the affordability of this amazing festival that you do each and every year. As we mentioned, it's free to attend. Parking, there is a charge on that. But it is, as you put it last year, a staycation for many residents of Northwest Indiana that can't afford to go anywhere. So they come to the Hammond Festival of the Lakes, and it kind of fills that need for a little break.
Yeah, yeah. It's something I'm proud of. You know, we need to show, we'll bring 100,000 people through our fairgrounds and show one of the assets of our city. It's a jewel. It's what we've done up at Wolf Lake and Wolf Lake Park, and we want everybody to see it, and we want everybody to be able to come to Hammond and have a good time and go home and say, wow, I just went to see Flo Rida and Hammond. I had the best time. It only cost me $25 to park. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a buzz that's positive, and it makes people feel good about their city, makes Hammond residents proud of their city, and, you know, there's a lot to be said about that.
Now, one thing we didn't talk about is the food, and there's a variety of food. How many vendors on average do you think you have?
50. Okay. All different restaurants from all over the city, you know, from all over the, you know, basically all over the region that come to the Festival of the Lakes, and they do very well, you know, and it's very cheap for them to get in there, and they do very well. You'll see lines 10, 15 people deep, you know. The Freddy Steakhouse comes out there, you know, there's all kinds of pizzas and ferret food, and it's a... Yeah, I love the food. Every night I always make sure to hit a different booth.
Uh-huh. Rides, obviously. What I found interesting is that you guys have a mega ride pass that's good for the entire run of the fest. That's really right. Unheard of. Usually it's one night.
Right. No, yeah. We do package deals. We do package deals on parking. We do package deals. We have the VIP experience for the concerts where you can buy basically close access to the acts. And we used to do, everybody could just go everywhere, and we've really like sort of prioritized now, if you want to get close to the band, you got to pay a little bit extra or be a sponsor. So just trying to encourage people, you know, this is expensive, like you said, to get a top quality act like Bush is not cheap. So we need to figure out ways to, you know, try to break even and incentivize. So we do put all kinds of package deals for the concerts, for the rides, you know, for parking.
The expense and the planning and the amount of work that goes into it. Are you surprised 14 years later that it's grown to become what it is?
Yeah, I am. I'm surprised at the quality of the acts we're getting. If there's one pleasant surprise after 14 years, I remember early on it was really hard for us to get what I would consider a top quality act. And now when we succeed in getting a Bush, like getting Bush to play Hammond is incredible to me. If I would have told people 14 years ago I was going to get Bush and, you know, and Ludacris and Sublime to play in the city of Hammond, people would have thought I was crazy. And here we are 14 years later, and we've had hundreds of just top-quality acts come through. So, I mean, it's easy to put on a carnival. It's easy to you know, have Golf Scramble and 5K and all that, but to get Flo Rida and Limp Bizkit to play in your city, that's something to be proud of, and I am. And the Pavilion, we want the Pavilion to be thought of like, you know, the world. I always call it the world. I think it's First Midwest Bank, but we want to be on the same par as the Ravinia and them. I want to have concerts where people come out and see a Steely Dan in Hammond and have a good time and go home. And that's what we're aiming for. And it seems like each year we're getting closer and closer to that.
Well, the Pavilion is such a beautiful facility. And in the past, besides the Festival of the Lakes, you guys did the Triple Play series. You experimented with that.
Right.
Was that something that we may see come back again, something similar?
I'd love to. That year it was a blessing. We got Styx, Cheap Trick, and Foreigner.
Right.
To commit to playing within 4 weeks in our city. And, you know, keep it in mind, we're competing with Chicago, and these are top quality acts, and we got all of them, packaged it together, and we sold a few thousand tickets, which that's not an easy thing to do either, is to sell a few thousand tickets to an event like that. So it just seems like that year everything sort of fell together. We've tried to match it up, you know, and keeping in mind we also have to do 5 nights during the festival. You know, it's hard to line up acts, that many acts in one season to come to Hammond. We got lucky that year, and of course we're open-minded to it again. And now we're trying to put together a Snoop Dogg and then maybe a country night, you know, in September, and that didn't really come through. So, you know, we're always trying, but it's like I said, we're competing with Chicago, and, you know,
Another thing that I remember from my youth, and that was in the 70s, is I lived to go to the Hammond Civic Center and see Robin Trower and Cheap Trick and, you know, all these great bands, the Hounds. And it seems like the Civic Center, you're trying to get that rebooted a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're you know, getting an act where we could sell tickets, because the Civic Center, you know, from September through April, we could do great concerts in the Civic Center. And if we had the right act, we could put 4,000 people, 4,500 people in the Civic Center and a general admission type of show, and we could do great concerts in there. And, you know, obviously we just upgraded the seating and the lighting and the floor of the Civic Center, and it looks great right now, and we are definitely open for business for concerts. We brought in a couple acts last year. One of them is playing in the fest this year. We brought in the rapper from Chicago, Twista, and he had a really successful show. And it was such a pleasant experience for him. We asked him if he would open for Flo Rida, and he was absolutely thrilled with that. And he'll be the opening act for Flo Rida this year, which is two top quality acts back to back on Saturday night.
Well, with the Star Plaza Theater closing coming up at the end of the year, we're going to need another concert venue. And like I said, I saw Kiss and Judas Priest, and I mean, everyone you could think of played the Civic Center at one point. Chuck Berry. To see that that venerable old building come back to life would be really wonderful.
You and I have a lot in common musically. I've seen Judas Priest a couple times in concert back in the 80s, and I've never seen Kiss, but I would love to see Kiss. And I would be, if I ever got a chance to bring Kiss to the Festival of the Lakes, they would kill it, and I would be very, very interested in that. But those are the type of acts that would work at the Civic Center nowadays. I think at the Hammond Civic Center, if it's going to be a successful concert venue, you got to really be selective about the type of acts that will perform there. I think heavy metal would work there for sure. I think rap would work there for sure. We've tried some more mellow music there, and it didn't seem like it really sold as well. But I think that heavy metal and rap in the Civic Center would be a real, and you know, would be a real positive. I think we could be very successful if we focused on that.
Okay. Speaking of the heavier side, let's play something from Limp Bizkit, and on the other side, we'll say goodbye to Mayor Tom, and we'll talk one final time about the big event coming up, the 14th annual Festival of the Lakes at Wolf Lake Park Pavilion. Stay with us.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify. If someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, mother. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said, fools. I think you better quit, let it slip, or you'll be leaving with a fat lip. It's just one of those days, feeling like a freight train. First one to complain, leaves with the bloodstain. Damn right, I'm a maniac, you better watch your back. Cause I'm f***ing up your program. And if you're stuck up, you're just locked up. Next in line to get f***ed up. Your best bet is to stay away, mother. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said, fools. I think you better quit, let it slip. Or you can leave it with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said, fools.
I feel like she might be. My suggestion is to keep your distance. Cause right now I'm dangerous. We've all felt like shit and been treated like all those motherfuckers that wanna step up. I hope you know I pack a chainsaw. Get your ass raw. And if my day keeps going this way, I just might break something tonight. Pack a chainsaw.
Biscuits. That's a band that you haven't heard too much of lately. In fact, as we just learned, they're only doing two shows this year, and one of them right here in our backyard at the 14th Annual Festival of the Lakes. You're listening to Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges. Mayor Thomas McDermott Jr. is my guest, and he's the guy bringing them to town. You were talking about Limp Bizkit being so difficult to get. Who has been the hardest band to get so far in history of the Festival of the Lakes?
Where I was successful or still unsuccessful?
Well, successful.
That was Sublime. It took me 3 years to get them. And I met them. I actually went out to Lake Tahoe to one of their shows, and I met with them. They did a sound check. I was one of the only people in the audience. I went up and shook their hand. I told them I had this huge festival, and they're one of my favorite bands, and I'd be thrilled if they came. And I thought for sure they were going to come that year, and they shot me down. And then the next year, they played at IU, and I put in an offer for them at IU, and they shot me down. And then the next year, I put in an offer again, and they accepted. And I was it was a very big accomplishment for me, and I thought it was huge for our fest. And that night, I have a picture of the concert hanging on my wall in my office. It was a very, I was very proud of myself and very proud of our city that night, because that's a big act, and that was a big night, and it was really an accomplishment for me. But that was, and Snoop Dogg is the one I've been unsuccessful on.
Okay.
He's very hard to get, very elusive, and I haven't been successful in bringing him yet, so hopefully I will.
You seem to really enjoy wearing the hat of concert promoter a couple times a year. I really like that.
Thank you. I love music. I listen to music probably for an hour at least every day. Working out, in my car. I'm a music person. I think people would be shocked at my music collection. It's very, very, very wide. You know, I listen to a lot. About the only things I don't listen to is country.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, you know, even classical, Broadway. Hamilton is one of my favorite soundtracks right now. I mean, I listen to a lot of different types of music, and I love it.
We're going to have to turn you on to country music, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, you got to work on me, Tom. I need some help on that one.
No, I remember REO Speedwagon, Cheap Trick, probably the biggest crowds I personally saw there. Who do you think are the biggest drawing in the history of the fest?
I think REO Speedwagon, the show you're talking about, was probably the biggest ever. That was, I remember my Pat Moore, who was the head of the park department at the time, told me, go on the Ferris wheel. They took me to the top, and he said, look out there. And there was a probably 3 mile of headlights coming into the festival grounds. He's like, can you believe this? It was the biggest crowd I've ever seen in that fairground. And REO, at the time, you know, they went through, obviously, they were huge in the 70s and the 80s, and then they went sort of through a lull, and it seems like we caught them at the perfect time. And it seemed like right after that show, they hit again. And I tell you, that was humongous, and that was a big night for us.
So who do you think the big draw is going to be this year, if you had to pick one night?
VIP ticket sales, I would tell you it's Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
But I have a hard time believing that Limp Bizkit is going to outdraw Flo Rida. I really do. So, and by the way, Bush is going to be, that's the thing. Cool and the Gang is probably our down night, and Cool and the Gang's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's the one I'm looking forward to. That's going to be a good night.
I mean, Cool, that's our down night, and that's not even down. That's Cool and the Gang. I went to a show with them at the venue at Horseshoe Casino. There's 4,000 people in there, and they paid, you know, $100 each to go watch them. So I don't think Cool and the Gang is exactly going to be a small night, but Into Cowboy is going to be huge on Sunday. I mean, every night, you know, obviously we hope for great weather, but I think we're going to have huge crowds every night.
Is there anything we haven't touched upon?
No, I appreciate you covering this, Tom. I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. Let's make sure we get up on stage and throw some t-shirts together, okay?
Definitely. We'll do it again.
Since they're your favorites, let's close out with Bush and Glycerine.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Not my kind, it's not my time to wonder why. Everything all white, everything's gray. Now you're here, now you're away. I don't want this, remember that. I'll never forget where you're at. Don't let the day. I'm never alone, I'm alone all the time. Are you at one, or do you lie? We live in a wheel where everyone steals. When we rise, it's like strawberry fields. I'm treating you bad, you bruise my face. Couldn't love you more, you got a beautiful taste. Could have been easier.
just fine, that's just one of my names. Don't let the days go by. Could I be easier on you, you, you? Glycerine, 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 glycerine.
Lakeshore Public Media is a proud sponsor of the City of Hammond's 2017 Festival of the Lakes.